From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Russian state media reports that a Russian passenger plane carrying 71 people that had been reported as missing crashed near Moscow Sunday. Interfax News Agency reported that there was no chance of survivors, citing emergency services. The 7-year-old plane disappeared from the radar just minutes after departing the capital city's second-largest airport. 65 passengers and 6 crew members were on board. U.S. President Donald Trump's advisor Kellyanne Conway is defending the White House's handling of spousal allegations leveled against former Trump staff secretary Rob Porter before he resigned last week. Conway told CNN Sunday that it's very clear that Rob Porter, who helped oversee paperwork and documents being sent to the U.S. leader and helped draft his recent State of the Union address, did the right thing by resigning after his 2 ex-wives offered evidence that he physically abused them during their marriages. Israel does acknowledge it has attacked a dozen Iranian and Syrian targets and says it's in response to anti-aircraft fire that downed an Israeli warplane. That plane was returning from a raid on Iranian-backed positions in Syria after an Iranian drone was supposedly launched into Israeli territory. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu:
I've been warning for some time about the dangers of Iran's military entrenchment in Syria. Iran seeks to use Syrian territory to attack Israel for its professed goal of destroying Israel.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani:
If one country thinks through boosting terrorism or meddling in the affairs of other countries or can gain desirable results, it is making a big mistake.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Afghanistan officials say 4 operatives of the National Intelligence Agency have gunned down 16 colleagues before leaving to join the Taliban insurgency in Helmand province, where they control most of the 14 districts. Taliban sympathizers or infiltrators in the Afghan army and police forces routinely carry out insider attacks, but such incidents are extremely rare at intelligence-related installations in Afghanistan. Egypt's military says it's killed 16 militants and arrested more than 30 suspects in a major counterterrorism operation that was launched last week, targeting terrorist and criminal elements in organizations across the country. The army said in a televised statement announcing the operation that both the army and police were involved in the comprehensive confrontation. The security operation was focused on the Sinai region, where last year militants attacked a Sufi mosque, killing 31 worshippers. Since it was announced that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un invited South Korea President Moon Jae-in to visit the North at his earliest convenience, the U.S. State Department is responding to reports that there's a concern U.S. efforts to counter North Korea's so-called charm offensive at the Olympics could create a rift with South Korea and Japan. Spokesperson Heather Nauert:
The United States will not back away from its ally, and no one is going to drive a wedge between the United States and the Republic of Korea and the United States and also Japan.
Analysts have said that Kim's invitation to Moon could complicate the Trump administration's diplomatic efforts to pressure North Korea to abandon its nuclear weapons program. Protesters continued their anti-North Korean demonstrations this Sunday in Seoul. The North's participation in the Winter Olympics has been generally welcomed. The group protesting is on the fringes, but the demonstrations have generated irate reactions in North Korea's state-run media. The two Koreas remain technically at war and have cycled through countless periods of chill and thaw since their division 70 years ago. A teenager has won the first U.S. medal at the Pyeongchang Olympics, and it's gold. 17-year-old Red Gerard from the state of Colorado in his Olympics debut won the men's slopestyle snowboarding competition. In his final run, Gerard triumphed over Canadians Max Perrault, who won the silver, and Mark McMorris, who won a second bronze after Sochi 4 years ago. Norway's Marit Bjørgen entered the history books, becoming the most decorated female Winter Olympian of all time. She won a silver medal in the 15-kilometer skiathon.
That's the latest world news from VOA.